BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
It's Wednesday. Scott Mills' daily podcast includes a flipping excellent bumbaleo. Also, I am furiously trying to learn the Welsh national anthem before I go to my first ever rugby match on Saturday.
Are you stressed about this?
A little bit. It's just a verse and a chorus, but it's hard.
Yeah, but I think there is progression. And also, what you'll hear in this podcast is we have sorted Scott some amazing help.
Yeah. And we finally name our listener Mary Spare Cock. That's happening. And Catherine Ryan plays Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
Slightly panicking now, I'm not going to lie, because yesterday on the show I committed to learning the Welsh national anthem in time for Wales Ireland rugby, which I'm going to in Cardiff at the weekend. And Harry, can you help me?
I think I can. I will try my best anyway.
I really don't want to let you down, you know.
Well, you will let us down if you sing that line from yesterday, let me tell you that. Do not sing the hen line, whatever you do.
Okay, all right, you tell me what to do. I'm in your hands.
Well, I would maybe download a version of the national anthem on, you know, any kind of music streaming app or whatever, and just listen to it over and over and over again, and it'll stick, definitely. It? Yes. Because it's only one verse on the chorus.
Oh!
And, yeah, you know, and they don't sing the whole national anthem. It's just one verse and a chorus. There are two other verses as well.
Right.
So it goes really, really quickly and you'll be absolutely fine. Just listen to it over and over again.
Do you know, I've already got an app.
Defo.
There's an actual app for it. Listen.
Is there?
Yeah. Yes!
Yes!
It is?
Feeling it. Nice midi version.
Yeah.
Great.
On my phone.
Yeah, that's decent.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you've got to belt this thing out. It's like, you know, a bit more attitude, a bit more pride. I think you're right. I don't think you stress about writing it all down. I think just keep listening and keep listening, keep listening. Let it get inside of you. Because when you belt this thing out, it needs to be full on, you know.
Don't stress too much about the dictation or, you know, the actual words or anything. Just get those sounds out. Get it, you know.
Yes.
You'll be fine.
I mean, I'm not going to be able to stop listening to it because...
it's a banger, that's right.
Well, not only that, but I can't close the app now. So, literally can't...
I can't use my phone. Of apps where the music keeps going on, innit?
So I'll definitely be listening to it over and over because I can't actually turn it off.
Awesome. It'll haunt you in the end.
Oh, it is a national anthem, though, isn't it? What? Love it. All right, Scott. Well, how are you getting on? You going to keep on going with this?
Well, yeah. I mean, all I can do is turn it down.
You're going to have to.
Scott Mills.
I tell you what, the Welsh are really stepping up here to try and help me. Where are you, Chloe?
In Llanelli.
Can you help me?
Yes, I can.
It's harder than I thought.
It is hard. It's a hard one. You've got to get all the... all that correct.
See, Scott just wants to do you proud, you know?
I do.
So it's better that we do this thing right.
I really honestly want to do it well.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got a lot of heart and spirit as Welsh people, so...
I know. Like, I don't want to let you down.
No, no.
All right, so where do I start with this?
So the first line is, my hen glad fy'n hadau. Can you say that?
Go again.
My hen...
My hen...
glad...
glad...
Vern.
Had I.
Yeah.
And then
the next bit is, I forget this bit. But basically, as long as you say glad, as loud as you can.
Yeah.
Then.
You'll forgive me.
You'll be fine, yeah. Because that's where it really happens, is like with all the heart and spirit is in that glad.
In the chorus.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool, it's good advice. So do the first line and then two words.
And then just everybody else will forget and everybody will be into it. And then, yeah, just say glad twice and you'll be fine.
It's got me thinking this, right? Because I'm an England fan, but I don't actually know all the words to the English national anthem either.
Well, no,
like, I know
exactly.
The first bit, but I don't. Sometimes they break free into another verse.
I think once I'm into it, then I know it. Or I think I know it anyway. And then the bits that I don't know, I just sort of mime. And by that point, I'm a couple of ciders down and it doesn't matter anyway.
Dark fruits?
Yeah, dark fruits, yes.
All right, Scott. Well, I've had this idea. I thought you could do with a bit of professional help. So I've managed to acquire an absolute Welsh legend, and his name is Shane Williams. I reckon even you will have heard of him. Shane Williams?
I'm just looking him up.
Oh, you shouldn't have to look him up. He is...
Oh, my word, him!
I think if I'm right, he's the record try scorer for Wales. In rugby terms, he's the guy is a complete hero.
He's Wales' most capped winger.
There we go. You see, you're learning already.
So, when's he on?
We're going to get him on for tomorrow for you. I'm sure a lot of people will be excited to hear that meeting of minds.
Scott Mills.
So our listener, Mary, a few weeks back now, because it's been a lot on, hasn't there? She offered up her cockerel that needs a name. We've already named a snake on this show after one of your snaky exes. So I'm getting all the nominations in. Jess, who are you nominating for the cockerel?
Abby.
What's Abby done?
So I was with Abby sort of 5 years ago. And after about a month or so of being together, she was like, oh, I've not cheated on you like the whole time we've been together. You know, like really proud, as if she needed some sort of medal.
Oh yeah, well done you. Thanks so much.
Yeah. So then like, I think a month or two later, she was asking me to find something in her phone for her and text someone, and something had happened, like she cheated on me with her stepbrother.
With him? With whose stepbrother? Yours?
Nope, hers.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
So. Jeremy Kyle stuff going on right now.
It's not okay, but is that allowed?
That is legal.
Well, I mean, she said to me, she was like, have you never thought about something like that with your stepbrothers and sisters? And I was like, no. Like, never.
Right, it's all fine, but it's weird if parents are at it and also their kids are at it.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure it's not. It might just be me, but I prefer my partners not to sleep with their siblings.
Yeah, it's a natural preference, that.
The researchers of Jeremy Kyle will be listening to this now going, why didn't we get this story? They'll be fuming.
Just to confirm, which person is the cockerel nomination? Which
Abby.
Member of the family? Is it the
Abby
person
is the
or the stepbrother?
The cockerel nomination, yeah.
Right.
It's a strong late entry.
I think so too.
Scott Mills.
Right, do you remember Mary?
I got in touch about 2 weeks ago and I've still got an unnamed cock.
She has very kindly offered up her cockerel and we need to name it. I need to get back to Mary though, because it's been ages, so let's make a decision today.
Okay, fine.
All right, so just to remind you, we had Kate who nominated James.
He decided to move in with me, merge our houses, bring his sofa, chuck mine out, which was perfectly fine. He ghosted me and then didn't hear from him until January when he said, I will come and get my stuff. So I said, right, great, I really need you to, but we need to have a sensible conversation about the sofa and the mattress, which I can't really afford to replace. And he said, but I really like that sofa.
Then we had Callum, who nommed his brother, Dave.
He's been in a long-term relationship with his girlfriend at the moment for about 6 or 7 years now. And I've found him a few times on the odd occasion talking to other girls, and I've heard other stories of him being with other girls.
Okay, so that's potential Dave the cockerel there. Then we've got Harriet, who nominated her own dad, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey is my biological father, and he actually had an affair with our next door neighbour, who also was our babysitter.
Oh.
Oh, my word.
He actually used to go out to snooker, and rather than heading down to the snooker club, he would just... take his cue down to the car park at the end of the road.
Classic.
Yeah. Hide his way back up, and he was probably shooting balls next door.
Sorry. That's amazing.
And then Sandra, who nominated girlfriend Emma.
So she had this friend at work who had a boyfriend, so I wasn't too worried about that. Things came to a head and it turned out that they were more than friends. The breakups cost me like literally thousands of pounds.
Oh, babes.
It's annoying. We've not really talked about this much before, but when you break up with someone, the routines, the restaurants that you go to that you can't now go to,
it gets well expensive.
You go to. Yeah.
It does get well expensive. Luckily, Hull's got 3 Nando's, so I managed to avoid it because I just go to different Nando's.
Then we had a last minute nomination from Jess for Amy, cause stepbrother. We'll make a decision next, and a cockerel will be named on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
There was one more entry as well. Do you remember the girl who called up about her ex-boyfriend who went off with the influencer?
Oh, yeah.
And she found out over Instagram.
Yeah, Jade's texting saying that we should go for that one, actually. I don't know. I don't know if it was my favourite.
Okay, so I have, well, we have come to a joint decision.
Yes.
Someone should probably tell Mary and give her a ring because it's her cockerel. But soon there will be a cockerel walking around with a different name. What, their first name?
Mm.
They haven't got one
well,
of them.
Their only name.
Their only name.
Cockerels don't have last names.
Do they not? Do they not?
I don't know.
So we've decided Mary's cockerel is going to be called Jeffrey. Having an affair with next-door neighbour, who is also babysitter, is not okay, Dad.
And fulfilling all sorts of stereotypes.
Absolutely. So there we are. Jeffrey is the name of the cockerel. What should we name next? If anyone's got, like, a spare rat or weasel floating around, then let us know. Cheers.
Scott Mills.
Now, a midweek treat. Stop what you're doing. Put everything down and enjoy a bumbalow with us.
Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
And Carl in Swansea wants to hear my first attempt at the Welsh national anthem.
Yes. Sing up.
Glad, glad, play the Lord. I'm so sorry, everyone. Well,
insulting a whole nation here on Radio One.
I will learn it, but I will have this down by Saturday. I will as well. Kate in Sheffield wants Lizzo saying this when she was in the live lounge.
With Scott Mills.
What's Scott Mills as well? Sorry, I just clocked the what's part of it.
What's Scott Mills?
As if you're a thing. Or a disease.
Cavi in London wants that weird thing that you did with Sigrid when she was singing Don't Stop Believing karaoke. Laura in Nottingham wants the moment you tried to get Jax Jones to squeeze out a live fart on the Lollathon.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
Dave working in the office wants Sam's parents from Where Do You Think They Were a few weeks back.
Was she?
Was she?
What's that?
Do you want to hear how he said it?
Yeah.
Was she? Was she?
So weird.
Was she?
He would chase her around, wouldn't he, shouting was she?
Ty and Rich in Windy Essex want Ian Beale's breakdown.
I've got nothing left. I've got nothing left.
That was us after the Lollathon.
Siobhan in Belfast wants the moment that you entered this town.
As I stand here preparing to enter Muff, I'm not doing this for me or you. I'm entering Muff for every Radio 1 listener who has dreamed of this day. The day when Muff is entered live on the radio. I'm just a man in front of a Muff asking it to love me. And I tell you, Greg, from what I can see, when the going gets Muff, the Muff gets going.
And finally, for Hayley and Norwich and Vintage GC.
And this is what I'm doing. I'm not getting involved. I'm here to enjoy myself, GC style. Do you know what I mean? I just want to be me.
Brilliant gap today.
I just want to be me. Laura and Fiona in Hebden, hello. Dan Pating in Nottingham. Zach loved the gap today, 5 stars. Hannah in Kent, who is bumbling while waiting for her physio appointment for her broken wrist. Ow.
Ethan is bumbling at Beaconsfield Services right now. Oh, that's a good one.
It's one of the best.
Oh, that's. Yeah, I could go on holiday there.
Yeah.
There's so much on.
I might.
All the foods.
Chris in Yorkshire, who's looking forward to Windy Cheltenham Festival. Hold on to your hats, ladies.
Bumbaleo.
It's Kate bumbaloing alone in the HR office today. Just passed her HR qualification and counting down the hours to the weekend. Hello, Jim. On an 8-hour megabus just past Middlesbrough. Brian in Mansfield. Another Brian from Stockport. David in Edinburgh. Worried about getting blown off. It is windy today. Really windy. He's on the road. We got Tom in Chichester. We got Laura on the Isle of Wight. Hello, Isle of Wight.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Emma and Dan bumbling their stability off in the office in Newark.
It's me, stability. Tom and Kings Lynn, Lucy off of Bolton. Walking dogs, it's very windy.
Brandon in Suffolk, who's on the way home from work already. Nice.
Sweet. We've got Joe, somewhere in Essex. And Adam and Joe about to move house.
I just want to be mate.
Blazing!
Scott Mills.
Do you know, I keep getting asked by so many people if I can replay some of the late night Lolathon Indian Bingo with Megan off Love Island. And the short answer is no, I can't, because there's none of it that I could play in the day ever.
It's one of the best experiences I've ever had here. It was so fun to do.
We've managed to find one clip from the entire Indian Bingo with Megan.
Okay, next we're going over to American news channel KMTV. And it truly is astounding the struggles one man has overcome to reach the summit.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
Absolutely ridiculous that was.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Chantal.
Hi.
Hiya. So you are 29, you're in Kent, and you design the kitchens.
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
Well, I don't design them. I, sign them as different. You know how to design kitchens?
Right. So you're keeping it vague. I reckon what it actually means is that you're a spy, and this is your cover job.
This is the front.
Because you can't say what you actually do. So it's Scott says you design kitchens. You're like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I design kitchens.
That's right. I'm
actually that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're a kitchen designer.
Yeah, it's a classic excuse and cover up for spy. Okay, Chantal, who do you normally pick on bangers?
Usually you.
Okay. All right, well, here's my offering today.
Again, I think it's a lie. Tune.
Yeah, bit of Calvin.
Bit of me, this.
No, a bit of Example.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this is Kickstart's Example.
Do you know what? I was on Example's Instagram the other day, and it was a bit of him at a gig doing the one that he did with Calvin Harris. I think it's Will Be Coming Back, and it looked incredible. And it made me think, I need to get that song on Bangers because it's such a good one. And you forget about it.
He's such a cool guy. Like, if you follow him on, like, Insta and Twitter.
Yeah. He's the man. And, replies to people as well.
And he does the nicest things for people. Like, he bought someone a car.
Yeah, I know. He's always doing nice things.
Just buy your car.
But he'll make sure you know about it.
I've heard that he's just relocated to Australia.
Yeah, well, I thought he lives half and half, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Okay, anyway, Chantal,
that's my tune.
Yep, you can have that. Or my banger today is this. This is Tom Zanetti. Okay, then watch what I say then. And the songs you want.
Yeah, that is. Man.
All right. What we're going to have, Chantal, I mean, hopefully I'll be able to understand you with our amazing phone system here at 1FM.
Is it?
Oh,
it's got to be Chris.
Chris!
Yeah, come on.
Oh,
okay.
Oi, big boy. Greg, your radio show is...
Thank you, Gordon.
Radio 1 Breakfast
with Greg James.
This podcast is a daily bit of nonsense.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion.
I believe that dinosaurs
did
not exist.
Oh, come on.
Greg James.
If it sounds like your thing, then download it from the new BBC Sounds app.
That sounds fancy, doesn't it?
That is a good point. Why don't I just let you pick my tunes for bangers? Because then I'd have more chance of winning, I think. Although it's not been too bad lately.
No, no, you went through a dry patch.
I went through a terrible patch, yeah. But fair. Okay, Tom Zanetti.
That's why there's a choice. They can choose between me or you. That's the choice they went for today. I think it was the right choice.
Scott Mills.
Excitement building for Inuit Bingo with Catherine Ryan. I love that show, Your Face or Mine.
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
She's very, very funny. We like her.
Andrew.
Hello.
Where are you going to be enjoying bingo today?
From Bedford.
Set the scene. Are you going to down tools? Are you in work at the moment? You going to have a little break?
So I'm currently sat in my car so that I'm not in a noisy environment because I'm currently an engineering intern.
Okay.
So it's quite busy and loud. Okay. So
that's good. So you can focus.
Yeah, so I can focus on the big questions.
So you've actually taken a break out of your day to just for bingo?
Yeah, well, it is my birthday, so I think I should deserve a break from
you
work.
You do!
So.
Happy birthday, enjoy it!
Thank you.
Teo, you all set for any of the bingo?
Yes, we're ready.
Who's we?
Yeah, me and Caroline.
And what do you do?
We're a maintenance company.
Okay, so stop what you're doing. It's just 10 minutes out of your day, all right? But enjoy Catherine Ryan in your bingo. It's coming soon, okay?
Thank you, will do.
Scott Mills.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Welcome to another exciting round of Innuendo Bingo, and today we are joined by Catherine Ryan. Hello.
Hello, it's me without eyelashes.
It is you without eyelashes. Now, I noticed that you just asked how much water is there going to be, and we said 10 minutes max. Are you happy with that?
10 minutes worth of water is great. I mean, I can handle it. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm a fan of the show.
Well, you're prepared for this, aren't you? You were saying that you didn't put on too much makeup today because you've seen where it really goes, like...
I feel like people need to see the truth.
Yeah.
You gentlemen bravely leave the house without makeup almost every day. Well, so why shouldn't I? I've got a spray tan. I'm ready to go. I'm full Love Island. Ready.
Ready.
Okay.
Ready.
We're excited to have you on, so thank you very much
for
doing it.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay, so we've got some classics and we've got some new ones sent in by you guys. Anytime you see or hear something that could be suitable for Inuit Bingo, just email me. Tell me what they said, the channel, time, and we'll find it. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. All right, then, let's load our waters up for the first clip.
Here we go.
Cheers. Catherine Ryan, Inuit Bingo on Radio 1.
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
Catherine Ryan, Inuit Bingo on Radio 1. Here we go, guys. Now, we're starting over at BBC Radio 2. And it's early breakfast presenter Vanessa Feltz, who is delighted another listener is tuning in from between the sheets.
Next one. V, I just bought myself a new rabbit, and I cannot wait to take it up the back garden.
Small dribble there from Chris. Nothing much to report. Catherine, still dry. I feel that the listener may have texted that in and knew what they were doing. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. We're now going over to Country Files Winter Garden. And it seems one particular plant can still perform even in this cold weather.
So when you're thinking about planting up a pot, there are the three golden rules.
Okay.
You need to have a plant that thrills, plants that spill and come over the edge, and also plants that fill. So here we've got a Saka Cocker.
It's not been on for a while, that plant, but we have.
I just swallowed it. I just was thirsty.
Scott, is that a relative of the Soccer Cocker Hucrianus
it's the
that
same.
We've had before?
It's the same.
So here we've got a Soccer Cocker.
Yes.
That's it's good to have it back. Okay, next we're going to Match of the Day. And in his last interview as Leicester City manager, it seems Claude Puel might have been taking his eye off the ball.
Yeah, it's normal. It's normal. Fans are worried. This is. I understand. I understand this. Most important thing is to see my play with a good reaction.
Oh.
Well, he just spat on me.
Didn't expect that. Sorry.
And we're in the game. Wow.
You're right?
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
To see my player with a good reaction.
Good direction?
Good direction.
To see my player with a good reaction.
I don't think he is saying that. That's the thing.
Well,
I don't
that's
even
what
know
he
if
wants
that is an
see.
Innuendo.
Listen, we know. That right. I'm not a football fan, but I know what goes on. I know about the towel slapping and the initiations.
Sure.
I wasn't surprised by that.
Straight up erection.
I was surprised by getting spat on, so I spat back. Yeah. I had to get in the game, Chris.
Yeah. That is the game. Come on,
no, that's
we're
the
in
game.
Now.
Soak him.
I could tell you didn't have eye makeup on. I just went for it.
Absolutely, go for it, Catherine. Don't feel he does this a lot. Now we're going to This Morning. And Innuendo Bingo regular Eamon Holmes. And it seems that he's caught one of the reporters in a compromising position.
Well, let's go to Tom Rayner. He broke this story for us this morning. He's in a man in Jordan.
Straight on the trousers.
I done myself.
You just watched, you wet yourself.
Oh, it was horrible.
Capsule of Jordan there, of course, is where he was.
You know what?
He's in a man in Jordan.
No.
Jordan is a very punishing environment. Being in Jordan, you know, a man can really get lost. A man can get...
Well, let's go to Tom Rayner. He broke this story for us this morning. He's in a man in Jordan.
Oh.
And why not?
Yes.
It, yeah. That extra layer of being in a man in Jordan.
Yeah. Right. See?
Yeah.
Now we're going over to Channel 5's Posh Hotels. And it's Sally and Nigel. Sounds like a great show, doesn't it? It seems that Nigel is really getting the deluxe package in the spa.
Your balls are nicely being warmed in the cabbie at the moment.
Thank you very much. I don't want a couple of cold balls.
No, we don't want cold balls. No. When your massage is completed, we'll present your balls in a bag for you to take home.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted.
That's nice.
Delighted.
That's
a great one.
I think it's a mixture of hearing about balls and getting spat in the face.
Yeah.
Just, what are you going to say here?
I'm going to use that spa.
When your massage is completed, we'll present your balls in a bag for you to take home.
Thank you very much.
I like this spa.
And you can take them home.
This spa is what I'm about.
Scott Mills.
Halfway through Innuendo Bingo with Catherine Ryan on Radio 1. How are we feeling?
Good, yes. How are you feeling, more to the point, Catherine? First time playing the game.
Do you know what, Chris? I'm so happy that it's you. I'm very refreshed.
Good.
I'm glad you're so bad at it.
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
Well, let's move on then. And thanks to Ricky, who emailed in the next one. We're off to the Archers. And it seems as Radio 4 look for a younger audience, they're really spicing up the storylines in Ambridge.
Oh, this is tricky to get off. Yeah, I'm not sure I can do it. No, yeah, I think it's nearly there.
Oh, right, I'll get the bowl ready and the newspaper too in case it splashes.
Right. Right. Here we go.
Oh, good heavens.
That was ridiculous. What was that? The Archers?
I don't even know what they're doing. It's all on the Archers. Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. Okay, a classic next, and we're going to one of my personal favourites. As it, well, it brings back memories of my own childhood. It's Bargain Hunt. And presenter Tim Monicott is very revealing when it comes to the exploits of one particular antiques dealer.
This lovely manor in Gloucestershire was home to the collector Charles Paget Wade. As a boy, his grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
such a good innuendo.
That's the best one.
I'm calling it my Chinese cabinet from now on.
As a boy, his grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
Peek.
Just a
little peek. Okay.
Ooh.
Thank you to Liam, who emailed the next one in. And it's back to your parents' favourite station, BBC Radio 4. And on Any Answers, one listener is absolutely disgusted at Tony Blair, and you're about to hear why. It's easy to see why.
Tony Blair, intelligent man, could deal with these issues, could understand the complexities. Unfortunately, he's shot his bolt over Iraq.
All over Iraq.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay.
He's shot his balls over Iraq.
Iraq? Like, in my accent, did he shoot his balls over Iraq?
Iraq.
Or Iraq? Do you know, you should have, like, a less appealing liquid. guys, because I enjoy water and I swallow it sometimes. If you had like maybe a white wine from this year, I'd spit that right out.
Maybe that's how we move this forward. Bring on the wine.
Yeah. Okay.
One more. Finally, it's Holby City on BBC One, and it seems this patient owes her spell in hospital to a very careless milkman.
Right, okay. What happened?
Going up the back of a milkman. Made a huge mess. Oh, dear. It was his fault. He just pulled out.
And that was Inuit Bingo with Catherine Ryan. Catherine, now that you're pretty wet, promote whatever you want.
Well, I deserve this. Scott?
You do.
Chris? You I've do. Definitely lost. I'm on Your Face or Mine on Comedy Central. It's our fifth season, Wednesdays at 8. Only on Comedy Central. We're so happy that we get to do a fifth season. Everybody loves it. It's cruel. It's mean. Kind of like this.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Thank you.
Catherine Ryan, thank you. Bring the towels.
Thank you. Such a fun game. Refreshing.
It is refreshing.
It's weird, but yeah.
Just clean I brought extra clothes. Thank you. Have you considered undergarments?
The one, the only, the original Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
The 1975, yeah, they're going to be at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough. Sophie, you excited?
I'm very excited.
Remember, tomorrow, 5 p.m. with Grimmy, tickets go on sale for Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough. Who would you love to see if you got tickets?
God, I'd love to see Anne-Marie, 1975, Miley Cyrus, everybody. I've never been to a festival.
Oh, really? This could be your first one.
Yeah, 23, highlight of my life.
Okay, where do you live?
I mean, from Nottingham.
Talk me through exactly what you're going to be doing at 5 p.m. tomorrow. Where will you be? How are you going to try and get the tickets?
I'm going to be at home on every single device trying to get those tickets as I was this morning when I got to uni.
Yeah, and like borrow your dad's iPad as well, do you know what I mean? Like, get involved.
Yeah, you need it to be like mission control. It just needs to all be in front of you there. You need to be on this.
Yes, I will. I'll be getting my sisters on it, mum and dad, get everyone.
Good luck.
Thank you.
So tickets for Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough will go on sale tomorrow, 5 p.m, £18 plus booking fee. There are 32,000 tickets available each day. If you're under 16, you'll need to be accompanied by a responsible adult aged 18 or over. The terms, the conditions and the info on how to book... bbc.co.uk/bigweekend. Good luck tomorrow. It's 5 p.m.
Scott Mills.
So I think we can now speak to Mary, who kindly offered up one of her cockerels to be named on this show. Mary, hi.
Hi, how
so,
are you?
Yeah, we've made the decision, but I understand you were busy earlier, right? What were you doing?
Yeah, we're lambing at the moment. So I was, lambing some sheep.
Of course,
we've got lambs popping out everywhere at the moment.
Literally popping out everywhere.
Yeah, we've had some amazing stories with this, though, Mary. Cheats, liars, all sorts of stories.
Yeah, I mean,
so
many.
I was listening yesterday, and some of them were really bad.
I know.
They?
But just to let you know, because you weren't around earlier, we've decided to call your cockerel Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Where's Jeffrey at the moment?
Well, he's just... I'm just looking at him out the window at the moment. He's out in the field, so...
Okay, we'll say hi.
Yeah. Okay, I will. Yeah, he looks like a Jeffrey.
Well, he is now.
He is now, yeah.
The reason your cockerel's called Jeffrey is because Harriet nominated her dad. That's his name, and this was the story.
Jeffrey is my biological father, and he actually had an affair with our next-door neighbour, who also was our babysitter.
Oh.
Oh, my word.
He actually used to go out to snooker. And rather than heading down to the snooker club, he would just take his cue down to the car park at the end of the road.
Classic. Yeah.
Hide his way back up, and he was probably shooting balls next door.
Sorry. That's amazing.
Right, so there we are. It's called Jeffrey, and thank you very much for the offer, Mary.
Thank you. That's brilliant.
Now, I wonder if anyone's got a spare rat.
Yeah, or a weasel.
Yeah, let's continue this. Let me know if you have 81119.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow with Where Do You Think They Were? And Welsh rugby legend Shane Williams.
Yes, that's the one.
Shane, yes, tomorrow from one.
Scott Mills.